This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is in Washington today. He's meeting with members of Congress to talk about Healthy Michigan. That's the state's version of Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. During his State of the State address this week, Governor Snyder noted congressional Republicans' plans to repeal and likely replace the Affordable Care Act with something else, although it's uncertain what that might be.
When it comes to the federal government, we hope for the best, but we can't count on it. There's going to be changes in health care. The important thing is we need to let them know that Healthy Michigan is a model that can work for the rest of the country, that we should be speaking up, and I look forward to working with my federal partners to talk about the value of this program, how it may even be enhanced as we go through these difficult and challenging questions, and we look forward to reimagining health care for all Michiganders in our entire country, with Michigan being a leader in that dialogue.
Joining us to talk about Healthy Michigan is Nick Lyon. He's the director of Department of Health and Human Services. The governor outlined some of the benefits of Healthy Michigan, 640,000 people enrolled, hospitals in the state saving hundreds of millions of dollars because of a reduction in uncompensated care. Would you outline what makes Healthy Michigan different from other states that have Affordable Care Act plans?
Well, I think in Michigan, thank you for having me, first of all. I think in Michigan we have a unique program that really focuses on personal responsibility and really provides for incentives for healthy behaviors. And we know that chronic conditions are a significant driver of healthcare costs, and the avoidance of care is a significant driver in healthcare costs, and maybe the most avoidable costs that we have. And we have built the Healthy Michigan program to incentivize behaviors that limit expenditures in those areas.
Can you give me an example of the behaviors you're talking about?
Yeah. So when somebody enrolls in the Healthy Michigan plan, they get to talk to their primary care physician about filling out a form that describes what sort of improvements in their own health they'll make, basically a self-assessment. And some of the things that we are striving to see and are seeing are personal commitments to improve health through both exercise and nutritious eating and smoking cessation.
Today, Jonathan Osting with the Detroit News reported Republicans in Washington are concerned about Medicaid growing at an unprecedented and unsustainable level. What does that look like in Michigan?
Well, we've actually seen the traditional Medicaid population drop with the improvement in the economy by a couple hundred thousand eligibles. Of course, with this new population, we have more than 600,000 people that are currently enrolled. To me, it's about really ensuring that we're putting the resources in the right place to ensure that people have access to health care coverage, and that's what we should be looking for.
So how many people would we have under the traditional Medicaid versus Healthy Michigan?
The traditional Medicaid hasn't changed the eligibility requirements for it. We would have about 1.8 million people under traditional Medicaid, and then there's a little bit more than 600,000 under the Healthy Michigan plan. The Healthy Michigan plan was also designed to have a behavioral health benefit, which is very important as we try to really coordinate care across all the service arrays.
It's been suggested by U.S. senators that Medicaid be reformed to provide more efficient and cost-effective care to patients and taxpayers. How can Healthy Michigan and traditional Medicaid be more efficient and cost-effective while still serving the lower-income patients and the new Affordable Care Act patients?
Well, I think we have a lot to learn from Michigan, and I think it goes right back to, how can we design a program that best addresses the preventable costs that occur in the system and making sure that a person who's eligible, a person who needs health care, is going to a primary care physician rather than an emergency room to ensure not only is the emergency room more expensive, but if you hold off care until you have an emergent situation, that's much worse for the patient, much worse for the person who is seeking services.
If the Affordable Care Act is scrapped and replaced by something such as health savings accounts, what would that mean for the future of Healthy Michigan and for healthcare and healthcare coverage in Michigan?
We can't be afraid of change. I mean, we have to make sure that we're pushing forward and working with our federal partners to best ensure that healthcare coverage is efficient. We have a form of health savings account within the Healthy Michigan plan. It's something that our people can utilize to cover some of the costs of their services. And so we've already built a model on that. So I think that as Congress and the governors look at different design models, I certainly believe that Michigan can be a model that other states can use.
There are a lot of people who are really concerned about the loss of the Affordable Care Act because they're afraid they're going to lose their insurance. You're putting a really positive message out there about that. I'm wondering what the worst case, best case scenarios are.
You know, best case scenario is we have a system that works best for the individuals who need health insurance and is efficient for states to use, period. And I think that's much of what the governors are going to work with the new administration on. I mean, certainly worst case scenario under a repeal would be 600,000 people losing health insurance benefits and then only able to seek care that results in uncompensated care and inefficient care.
I wanted to talk about that uncompensated care. What would happen to health care costs if, for example, hospitals are no longer saving all of the money they are right now in reduced uncompensated care?
Part of what's happened is part of the health care cost increases certainly can be attributable in the past to the fact that health care providers were providing uncompensated care, and then those costs have to be spread over somewhere, right? So they're being spread presumably through government programs and private insurance. And you could see that sort of environment develop again.
Since the future of the Affordable Care Act is pretty murky at this point, what kind of contingency plans do you have at the Department of Health and Human Services?
Well, I mean, we're always working with some bit of uncertainty as we move through budgets and programs and year to year. I think what we're going to do is just push forward trying to provide the best benefits we can. And again, the governor's in Washington, D.C. I think Michigan can be a leader in providing input on how best to design a very effective safety net health insurance system in the future.
What do you think ultimately will happen when we get through this process to health care insurance prices?
Well, I don't really know. I think part of what we've hoped for at the Healthy Michigan Plan is as you push down uncompensated care, as you make care more efficient, as people engage in healthy behaviors that reduce the cost of chronic conditions, we would hope that those would decrease the pressures that occur from healthcare. We know that healthcare is a big part of our economy, but we also have other unknowns that are coming into play. Prescription drugs and the cost of specialty drugs are something that has really put pressure on Medicaid programs across the country.
Nick Lyon is the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, thank you very much.